Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if your next book launch could add five figures to your bank account? Portia Mystique Steele is here today to share how she generated $30,000 from one single book launch. So let's dive in. Welcome to the show, Portia. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. I appreciate you for having me.
It's going to be fun. Today, we're going to talk about how to generate five figures every time you launch a book. So before we even get into that, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into publishing?
Oh man, that's a story. So I grew up a lover of books. I always had this fascination with books, even as a kid. But when I got into my teen years, life took a turn for the worst, if you will. My family moved from Pittsburgh to California, and my father effectively turned our family into a cult. So we were stuck inside a house, couldn't date, couldn't go anywhere, couldn't get a job, nothing. So I would sneak online at night because we weren't allowed unsupervised time on the internet. And I would sneak online and read about basically the world that I was being kept from, which was crazy. But I loved it so much. But because I had this inner grammar police in me, I struggled with reading these unpublished works from authors because they were riddled with errors. And I didn't have money at the time. So the only way I could read content was from books that were published to Goodreads and Wattpad and things like that. So these are writers and not necessarily authors. So they're filled with errors. And because I needed some form of escape and something to do to break the monotony of every day, I asked them if I could edit their works for free. And they said, yeah. So I started doing that. Then I ventured into certain spaces online and I found the guy who I was slowly falling in love with. He lived in Nigeria and he was like, you know what? You can make money off of this. I know you're doing it for free, but you can make money off of it. So I was like, you're a genius. So I went and I created an Upwork profile and I started working as a freelance editor. And I was working on books from aspiring authors who were ready to publish, but they needed their books edited. So I did that for about 2 or 3 years, completely in secret. The house couldn't know about it because then it would just be a disaster. And then one day, one of my authors was like, Portia, I need you to help me publish this. And I was like, nope. Keep it moving, guy. I'm not the one. I only know how to edit this. And he was like, no, it has to be you. I'll give you time and I'll give you money to go out and learn how to do it and then come back and publish my book. So he paid me and he gave me about 3 months. And I went and I did a deep dive in the self-publishing industry. And I saw all the things that were wrong with it, all the gaps, all the holes. I learned all the tricks and tips and how people were being scammed and how people were doing it the right way and so beautifully and passionately. And then I took all of that, embodied it, and then I went and published his book. And seeing the look on his face, it was through Zoom, seeing the look on his face when I published his book, I was like, damn, I need to do this for the rest of my life. So fast forward 2019, I escaped. So understand this is only 5 years ago. I escaped with my older sister. We left at 3 o'clock in the morning with only what we could carry. But because I was working, I had earned about $14,000 and I just kept it in a PayPal account. We skedaddled. We stayed at a hotel. She ended up going to stay with a friend in Indiana and I flew business class to Nigeria to see the guy. The day that I arrived, he proposed to me. I said, yes, we got married. We've been married for 5 years now. Started my company, Mystique Rose Publishing, all based on the visual that I got when I looked at my author's face when I told him his book was live. And now I've published over 100 books for authors. And I myself am a best-selling author. And now I'm an award-winning book coach. I do professional speaking now. And the rest is history.
Wow. I don't even know where to start with all of that. But you did give me shivers when you said that you got there and he proposed. Love that.
Oh, yes.
Love that. Happy story. But it totally makes sense that you would go from editing to publishing because it's the next step, isn't it?
Yeah, there's the in-betweens, right? After you've written a book and if you've had beta readers, people to read it and give you feedback, the next step is editing. And then after that, you do formatting and cover design. And then there's all the intricacies like getting the copyright, getting the ISBN, figuring out your publishing path. But then Yes, you do need to publish. So it made sense that he was like, thank you for editing this. Now what the flip do I do with this manuscript? So that's kind of, that is the general thought process of a new author.
So one more thing before we get into our topic, what would you consider, you mentioned a writer and an author are different. Tell me a little bit about that.
Important to understand the difference between the two. A writer is somebody who has just written something but did not officially publish it as a book. And an author is somebody who has officially published a book, meaning that their written content is inside a published book that is being sold in some bookstore somewhere. So there's a huge difference between the two. I think there's nothing wrong with just being a writer. You could do blog posts, you could do newsletters and articles, and that's a writer. But an author is like you have an actual book that's being sold.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's talk about, you have a four-phase method to help people to launch their book. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think the biggest misconception is that when you launch a book, you're supposed to throw a party, you get a banner with your face on it, and you holding the book, and you just, woo! Celebrate me because my book is out there. And I think that is a huge mistake that entrepreneurs, people who want to have six-figure businesses and they want to have a book, that's a big mistake because the only people who are going to come to that launch event are people who already know you, friends, family, colleagues, networking partners. Those are the people that are going to be there. And as fun as it is, you're not going to generate any revenue from that. So talk about growing and scaling your business. Yeah, you're not going to do that with a launch party. So what me and my team came up with was a signature method for launching your book to generate revenue. So the idea is that your book launch is meant to be a secret. People aren't supposed to know that it's the launch of your book. So for us entrepreneurs, we have a framework of how we help people, right? It's important to remember that every impactful book is simply a solution to the problems that people have. So you take that solution that you're offering in both your business and your book, and you turn that into an event. So I did a virtual summit, which was phase one. So this is a four-phase process that goes over 3 months. So phase one is to turn the book into a virtual summit. So my book, The CEO Author, became the CEO Author Summit. I invited some of my speaker friends because they all had bigger platforms than me. They're better, they're wiser, they're smarter. Their businesses are much bigger than mine, but they're people who know and trust me and believe in who I am and what I do. So I asked them to come speak at this virtual summit. Just join me. Help me give an audience tons of value. Now it just happens that the day of the summit was the day that my book was going live on Amazon. Now, my attendees didn't know about that. They didn't know that this was the introduction of my book to the world. This was about an event that helps you as an entrepreneur use a book to grow and scale your business. That's the same concept of the book, which was the same concept of the summit. So the summit was 100% free, totally free because it was all through Zoom. So you sign up, but there was an option for you to upgrade your ticket for $47. So in this VIP package, you get all these freebies from my friends who are doing amazing things and you definitely need their services, but you also get a copy of the newly released CEO author book, right? So you get all that for $47. Now, I'm just going to pause there to say that my book is on Amazon for $12.99 and I'm only making about $5.03 from every book that's published. So instead of selling the book as is, I decided, let's put it into a package for $47 for the event. So I had about 70 people upgrade to VIP for $47. Then during the event, I had three call to actions. Call to action number one, go buy the book. Hey guys, if you love the information that's happening in this event, there's a book that details it so much more. It's gonna help you go further. So go buy the book. They all went and bought the book for 99 cents, okay? I put the ebook on Amazon for 99 cents. Go get it. I had about 50 people go buy it, right? Now, those 99 cents, understand Amazon's taking a portion of it, so I'm not even worried about how much money that was. It didn't really matter much. So 99 cents, go get it. Second call to action was, hey, if this is beneficial, I do have a workbook for you. You can go get this workbook for $17. Plain and simple. I had just about 24 people get the workbook. Then the third call to action was, if this is beneficial to you and you know you need a book, but you need help, schedule a call with me. I had 22 people book a call, and out of the 22, 8 of them went to become a client. So either they purchased my 350 one-off coaching session, or they purchased my $8,000 package. So between the VIP ticket sales, the book sales, the workbook sales, and the new clients, I had earned $30,000 in that day. And that's the launch strategy. Now, how did I maximize it? Because I actually got up to 37,000. Over the next 3 months, I enacted the remaining three phases. Phase one is a lead magnet. So I turned the content of the summit into a checklist, and that helped build my email list. Phase two was live classes. I started doing live trainings, whether it was masterclasses, workshops, I did a couple of them in person. And then phase four, which is the final phase, was really about building my brand, getting on podcasts, getting digital publications. It was all about being featured and being seen everywhere. So in those 3 months, I enacted all four phases and generated $37,000 in revenue.
That's all I got to say. That's fantastic. You did such a great job of your enthusiasm is wonderful. You can see your energy. That's a start. I'm sure you just kept people enthralled, but it was smart that you brought all these people together who already had audiences because you didn't have an audience, who were smart, who gave value for free, and everybody promoted each other. And so you're basically starting your branding there. Yes. And capitalizing on that. And then once people get to know you, then you go, oh, book, and I have a this. And now they really want to dig into your brain and find out how you can help them. I love that. That's so smart.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, and that's the biggest thing. People call it leveraging other people's audiences. I don't like to use that word because it sounds so cold and calculating, but it really is using your networking group, the people who know and trust you and who believe in you and want to support you and see you grow, asking them, hey, can you be a part of this so that I can get in front of your audience? And so I had five of my higher friends, people who are doing better than me, to come in, and I got in front of thousands of people just by being in their audience. No, and we only had about over 100 people join the Zoom, but check out how many people in their email list. Like if each of them had 5,000 people in their email list and they're promoting my event, those people, even though they didn't join the Zoom, now know about me. So leveraging your partner's audiences is so important.
Yeah. And I love that you gave people a whole bunch of different options on how they could work with you. You know, do you want to just have a one-off session? Do you want to, you know, me to take you from A to Z? And that's so smart because you never know where you're catching people in their process. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's okay. So next tip you have is how you maximize your profit by monetizing and not actually selling your book.
Yes. Okay. So this one drives me up a wall because authors love to say, and this is their favorite phrase, I'm not looking to sell like a million copies. Everybody says that. And it's, yeah, no duh. Nobody's going to be doing that if you're not already an influencer or a celebrity or somebody who has a massive audience. Most new entrepreneurs that are just getting into the book publishing space are getting there because they realize that they need to level up and understand that having a published book, a best-selling book, is one of the easiest ways to level up far and quickly. So I always say that there are two ways to do that. If you feel like you're stuck in where you are and you can't get to the next level, there's two things that you can do. One, publish a book. Two, get on a stage. Those are the two easiest things that you could do to take you to that next level. So when they're like, yeah, I'm not looking to sell millions of copies, it's yeah, because you're not going to. But here's the thing. I know I hate to say it that way. I'm sorry. I love you guys. But like, honestly, that's the honest to God truth. But what we need to realize is that as business owners, we are so beautifully positioned for monetization. Because we're offering a solution, there are so many different ways to repurpose that solution or deliver that solution in all these different ways. There are at least 13 ways to monetize a book, which means a single book has up to at least 13 revenue streams. So why would you waste time selling one book at a time for a little bit of money? You're not making much money off of that book, when instead you can leverage that book turn it into other things, repurpose it, and then generate revenue from that. So you heard how I did that with the launch strategy. Turning the book into the summit was the most lucrative thing I could have done, right? Now, not only did I get readers and did I get book sales, but I also got ticket sales. I also got clients, right? I built my credibility. And we also did a press release for the summit. So it's like, now we're out in the digital sphere. We're out on the interwebs. So that was great. Turning my book into a masterclass. There's a masterclass that I run every single month. It's the same content, but I run it every month because I always get different people in the session. So taking my book's content, it's already written. It's already there. I did the hard work and put it in a book. I'm going to train from that book. So I put it that way. Now the masterclasses are free, but I use the masterclass and the book to generate clients. So I'm making money that way. I don't care if people buy the book or not. The other one is workshops and online courses. On online courses, a high ticket offer that what most people don't realize, your book is really just a written form of an online course. If you wrote your book the right way and you realize that your book is a solution to the problems that people have, then it simply is the same breakdown or outline of an online course. So all you gotta do is take that book, put it in Thinkific, put it in Podia, put it in any of these online course platforms, Udemy if you want to, put it out there and then start giving it to people. Make your book required reading. So you're generating money that way. Another really big way, if you're a public speaker like me, I leverage my book to get on stages. That's how I secured the TEDx stage. Just by saying that I was an international best-selling author, TEDx was like, oh, let's listen to her. That's because having a book positions you as an expert because you literally wrote the book on a particular topic, right? So you're the expert. People want to hear you. But what I love is that when I get on stages, event organizers give me the opportunity to do several things. So I'll have a speaker fee, but if the organizer is for sure, I can't afford your speaker fee, I'll say, no problem. How about you use your education budget and buy copies of my book for all the audience members? I'm still getting that money. And the event organizer now can use the education budget and not the speaker budget to pay me. If they even can't do that, if they have an even smaller budget, they'll allow me to sell my book from the back of the room. So I'm speaking, I'm bringing all this energy, I'm getting clients. I get 90% of my clients come from my speaking anyway. So I'm bringing all this energy, having a good time. And then when I get off stage, hey, follow me to the back because I have a book that brings all of this home with you. And then I sell that way. So forget about selling books one by one. It takes forever. Even Stephen King doesn't get rich off of just book sales. The guy monetizes his books in so many different ways, and every entrepreneur should do the same.
I love that. Yeah, we are big fans of repurposing. We actually have a program where we teach our clients how to record an SEO-rich video, and then we have a marketing virtual assistant who will take that apart and use that on all different kinds of platforms, because like you, writing a book, it's amazing. It's full of content and you should be using that content. It's your voice. It's your thoughts, your strategies. I love this. So the last point, how to use your book to optimize your personal brand for continued success. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think that kind of goes back to what I was saying about you being the expert. So we have to remember that most podcast hosts, TV show hosts, radio show hosts, event organizers, they're looking for not speakers, but experts. Everybody loves to have an expert on their stage, whether it's virtual or physical. So having a book is a really great way to position you as an expert or a thought leader on a specific topic. So what I love about that is because me being an author perks the ears of event organizers and show hosts, these people have a platform that is much broader than mine. So if I just publish my book, it's probably going to be in Google search, maybe on the second or third page, right? If that's the only thing that I do. But because I leverage my authorship and my thought leadership to get into all these different spaces, now I'm flooding Google. So if you Google search my name, Portia Mystique Steele, you'll see that I now have a Google knowledge panel and Google is pulling from my social media. Understand, my social media game is horrible. Listen, Jeannie, I suck at social media. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just not good at it. I have zero followers. It's just so bad.
It's okay. You're so forgiven. Bad.
Thank you. But it doesn't really matter because my credibility is established through everybody else's platform. So I can walk into a space, and if somebody says Portia Mystique Steele, you instantly know who they're talking about. My thought leadership. So what I love about a book is that even without people reading the book, they already see you as a credible individual. And there's nothing more powerful to your brand than credibility. If people can understand that you have authority, the credibility, and some form of thought leadership, you're in there because people want to hear from you. But if you're like, I do have this blog and I have this newsletter and I do have a podcast, so that stuff is really great, but that's the easy part. Not really. Podcasting is not easy. It's not. Never mind. Nix that last part. But the newsletter and the blogs, that's the easy part. But to go through the entire process of writing a book, something that you know is going to live in print for forever, that is part of your legacy. It processes differently in the mind of your audience. And so when you have that book, a good book, mind you, because a lot of people publish books that are just frankly not good and they didn't do it the right way. They didn't publish it the right way. But if you did it the right way, you are now beautifully positioned to grow and scale your brand and your thought leadership that puts you in the league above the rest.
Wow, you've given me so many ideas. A lot of our clients already have courses, but don't have a book. So would you say it works the opposite way as well? You could turn your course into a book?
You can, because the course details a specific framework that people have to follow. The only thing is, the course, if you turn the course into a book just by itself, you're going to end up with a textbook. And unless the people are really specific about that information, they're really wanting that information, they're not going to buy it. What a course is missing is your personal story, your journey, how you got to where you are. So a course gives people results, but it does not build connection. People were already connected with you when they signed up for the course. You need a book that combines both your story and your wisdom, or your story and your framework, so that you have the connection and you have the solution that people are looking for. So you can go the other way, but you're still gonna need those human elements of your personal story to drive connection so that people really, I like to call it, enroll in your universe. They are now in your space. They're rocking with you. They're riding with you. They love everything that you do. So you need the combination of the two.
Yeah, that makes total sense. That's so smart. Thank you for pointing that out. So if people are thinking about publishing a book or writing a book, do you help them with the writing as well?
I do. So I take care of the whole process. So it's twofold. So I am a book coach. And as a book coach, my job is to assist you with the ideation of the book, writing the book, holding you accountable to make sure the book gets done. And I have to say that I am not an easy coach. You don't get one over on me. So I may have all this energy, but I'm a bit of a badass when it comes to making sure that you get your stuff done. Writing the book and then helping you make all of the right decisions when it comes to how to leverage and how to monetize. But I also own a publishing company, Mystique Rose Publishing. We're a service provider, not a publishing house. I believe entrepreneurs should maintain the rights and the royalties, 100% of both, for themselves, because they have their own businesses in which it will allow them to leverage. So my publishing company is a service provider that does the editing, the formatting, and the cover design. And as a book coach, I help you self-publish. So I either coach you through it, or I give you my training videos, or you enroll in the academy to learn how to do it, all of that stuff. So everything you need to be a successful author, generate revenue from your book, and grow and scale your business and your brand with your book, the triple B's of success, I can help with that.
I love this so much. All right. So Portia, tell our listeners where they can reach out to you and find out more information about what you offer.
Yeah. So first and foremost, definitely Google my name. You could see the expansion of everything. Now, if that's a little bit too much for you, you're like, Portia, I need to zone in. I need you to tell me exactly what to do. I want you to text the following phrase to the following number. So get your pen and paper out. Take this number down. I want you to text the word six, the number six fig, right? Because we're on the Six Figure Business podcast. So six fig, the number six, and then F-I-G. Text that to 901 205-9804. Now, when you text that number, you are texting me directly. That is my number, and I answer all text messages. So send me a message and say, hey, Portia, my name is, and I need help with, let me know. Respond. I will definitely respond, but my goal is to see where you are, how I can help you out. So I'll either text you my link tree and you can explore that, or I'll give you a link to book a discovery call with me.
I love that. Portia, this has been amazing. You have given us so much great information and ideas, and yep, I'm taking notes feverishly over here. So thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. I appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.